Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Doing this past 4 p.m. Happy Tuesday. Skip Weber is here. Weber Chevrolet is the sponsor of the Sweet 16. We have a good one. I'm sure we've done it before in the 20 years we've been doing it, but it's been a long time.
I don't remember ever doing it.
I don't either.
I don't think we have.
It's either been one of the early ones.
There's a lot of things you can make categories out of.
And
we legitimately do repeat some, but I'm pretty sure we've never done this.
So this is the Sweet 16 of fictional doctors.
Okay. Point of clarification, because are we talking people that portrayed actual like medical doctors, or is it broader than that?
Because, that's exactly what I was saying too.
Yeah.
I narrowed it to only medical doctors as opposed to somebody who has a doctorate in you know mathematics that is
Dr. Seuss.
He's not fictional.
Yeah, I think all of mine. That's a good point. I think all of mine are medical doctors.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think most of mine are, but there are a couple that kind of walk that line. So if you guys want to shoot them down, obviously there are a lot.
I think a couple of mine are scientists or doctors, but they were doctors of something.
Yeah. Right, right.
Lead it off.
I'm going to go with a scientist doctor, but I'm pretty sure he was pretty good at medical, and that is yours and my favorite, Dr. Zaius.
Oh my God, I forgot about Dr. Zaius. That's awesome.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Oh man, that's great.
That's how sick am I.
I thought you were going to say my first one.
All the great doctors and medical shows and all this in literature, and the first thing I thought about was there's no contradiction between faith and science.
I love it. I love it. Andrew.
Dr. John Watson.
Hey.
Yep, he was on mine too.
Wheels.
Dr. Hawkeye Pierce.
Yeah,
good one.
Him too.
Yeah, that was going to be my first round draft pick. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Rach.
I'm going to go with Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
Love him.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I had
that's
that one good. Too.
It was always a good time when Nick showed up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Loved him. I'll go Pepper. No.
What about his band?
I'm going to go Bones, Dr. McCoy from Star Trek.
That's a good one.
But Dr. Jim, not a...
Yeah. Not a bricklayer.
If I were a bigger Star Trek fan, I would rip this off. But I saw on TikTok last night a guy's grave who is evidently a big Trekkie and has a picture, you know, on his tombstone of the Enterprise. And it says, beamed up on, you know, September, whatever.
Right, right.
And then it says, quote says, he's dead, Jim. I thought that would be awesome. Your kids to see that. Back to you.
So I'll take your Dr. McCoy, which is by far my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the iterations of Star Trek, there's been many others. So I thought, should we include another one?
Yeah.
And that thinking led me to just a little bit outside that. And I'm going to go with Dr. Lazarus from Galaxy Quest.
Oh.
Which is a total ripoff of it. But I love Alan Rickman's.
Great movie.
And a great character. I mean,
by the hammer of Grapthar.
Yeah, I mean, total cynic, and at the end, he's kicking people's butt and getting into it. I mean, I thought that was great.
Have you seen that movie?
Nah.
Galaxy Quest?
If I did, it was a long time ago.
It is great.
It is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew.
It's far better than any Star Trek thing, I'll tell you that. I'll take Galaxy Quest.
Shots fired.
Dr. Van Helsing.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yeah.
There goes one off my list.
A lot of these I didn't think of.
Yeah.
This is good. Wheels.
Dr. Stephen Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Dr. Strange. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
It's funny that his name is Stephen.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just is.
Rach.
People just call him Steve.
I'm going to go with Dr. Fraser Crane.
I knew you would.
Oh, good one.
I knew you would.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I'm going to go one from my childhood. Dr. Bricker from Love Boat.
Oh, yeah.
The doc on Love Boat.
Yeah.
That guy was a hound.
Mover and a shaker, wasn't he?
He was a hound.
Yeah, you could always, if he had any screen time, you can better believe that it involved the best looking passengers on the thing.
Yeah, in the mid 70s, you would have believed, and maybe it was, it was just totally cool to sexually
approach.
Yeah. Anyone on your cruise ship, even though you were part of the crew.
Exactly.
You're just like, hey, you know. Back to you.
All right. I'm going to go with my favorite television doctor. And I love the Hawkeye Pierce too, but this one on a medical show is just genius. Geniusly played.
I know.
And that is Gregory House.
Yeah, House.
Gregory House. I love those. If that's a repeat on there,
yeah.
I watch them all. It's just the solving of it and then his comments make it all worthwhile.
We should do the Sweet 16 of best curmudgeons because he would be great for that too.
Win. Yeah, he would win that. Yeah. Or he would compete.
Andrew.
Dr. Doolittle.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Veterinarian.
Mm-hmm. Wheels.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Nice. That was my next one.
I had Dr. Frankenstein.
I think they're related.
Yeah. Put them against each other. Yeah. Rach.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love Jane Seymour.
Dr. Quest.
Benton Quest.
That was from Johnny Quest.
Exactly. All right, that was my next one.
We only need one more. We flew through that.
Man, Skip, what do you got? We're good at doctors.
Well, I had a Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Moreau.
Ooh, man.
I had Trapper John, an addition, because he had his own show later.
He did.
And I liked that show.
Yeah.
And my favorite one, you don't have to use this one, but this, you may be, Dave may be the only one that knows who this is, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
With
all of Rodney Dangerfield's.
I had Bob Newhart, who was a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I had Quincy, who was a medical examiner. Dr. Green and Dr. Carter from ER. Pick anything you've heard.
I heard Wheels react to this, too. I like Dr. Jekyll.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a good one. Got some history to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope. Thank you. Okay. Sweet 16 of the best fictional doctors of all time. This is going to be good. Dr. Zaius versus Fraser Crane.
I don't know Zaius. I got to go Fraser.
You don't know who he is?
No, I've never heard that name
before.
He's
the orangutan from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, Dr. Zaius. I still vote for Dr. Crane then.
Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius.
Rock me, Dr. Zaius. I'm going Zaius.
I'm going Zaius.
Fraser.
Oh, Zaius goes down.
Dr. Watson versus the Love Boat Doctor.
Love Boat Doctor.
Yeah, Bricker. Love Boat.
Hawkeye from MASH versus Dr. House.
Oh, man, is that a good combo.
Yeah, I got to go House.
I'm going to go Hawkeye, but that's tough.
I loved MASH, but I didn't think that he was my favorite character anywhere near it. I got to go House.
Tie to Dave.
Crap. This is a tough one. I have to go childhood, and I'm going to go Hawkeye. So, I thought he was the funniest person in the world.
I was a kid, too. I thought the same thing.
When I watch the reruns, he's one of my least favorite characters.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite when you watch him now?
I don't know. I like Henry Blake a lot.
I did, too.
I like Henry Blake a lot. And then in the later ones, probably Radar some. You know, some of the guys like Rizzo. That's hardly that a few of them can be really funny in some of them. I like Winchester, too, of how snobby he played it so well.
Yeah.
And he was so
snobby
with it.
Remember they kept changing the size of his pants?
Yeah. Yes. Those kind of
He was better than Burns, I thought.
Yeah, you know what?
Well, because he fought back better.
Right, because he was also the snobby guy.
That show, when they went from Blake to
Potter.
Yeah.
They didn't miss much.
No, that was a great pick. Yeah.
And when they went from Burns to Winchester, they didn't miss much.
Right. Well, I liked Trapper better than BJ. But
yeah.
BJ's still good.
Yeah.
But it was a total different character. I mean, Henry Blake was hilarious as the total inept.
And he was kind of lighthearted, right?
And then Harry Morgan comes in as a regular army guy, but still very funny.
Remember the one where they brought him the horse and he cried?
Yep.
Oh,
I love that one.
That got me.
I love that one. He knows you're not just going to the bunkhouse.
Dr. Nick from The Simpsons versus Dr. Doolittle.
Doolittle.
Nick.
Dr. Nick.
I'll go Doolittle.
I picked Doolittle. I don't know what you guys did.
Nick moves on. Bones, Dr. McCoy from Star Trek versus Dr. Frankenstein.
Bones
moves on. Dr. Lazarus versus Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Dr. Quinn.
Oh, I'm going.
Quinn moves on.
Yeah.
Dr. Van Helsing versus Dr. Quest.
Dr. Quest.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Oh, man, they just don't know, man. They just don't know.
We don't.
He's kids. Dr. Strange.
Referring to the older fictional work in Van Helsing.
Dr. Strange versus Dr. Jekyll.
Strange. That's a tough one.
Jekyll.
Though. Jekyll.
Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll messed a lot of stuff up, though. Do we really want to vote for...
That was Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Jekyll was pretty straight, dude.
He was just trying to get by after making some mistakes.
You want to do another one, Rach?
Yes.
We have time. Sweet 16 of fictional doctors, Dr. Frasier Crane versus Dr. Adam Bricker from Love Boat.
Frasier.
That makes that pretty easy. Hawkeye versus Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
Hawkeye.
Dr. Nick.
Nick.
Wow. There's an upset.
Anything Simpsons going to beat pretty much anything
else. I love Simpsons.
You got two automatic votes when you're a Simpsons.
Anything Simpsons, we got two for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the Supreme Court.
Exactly. Of course, anything old guy, we got two for sure also. Yeah. So.
Bones from Star Trek versus Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Bones.
All right.
Sorry to the only woman on the entire list. Just kidding. But something to think about.
Just pretend that it's Bones from the show Bones.
Well, Rachel. Now let's.
Who
talk
also
about
could
this.
Have been on this list?
We didn't say fictional nurses. We are talking about.
Wow! He actually went there.
Oof!
I'm ducking on his behalf.
She knows I'm kidding. That's I why know, she knows I know, I'm know. Kidding.
Van Helsing versus Jekyll.
Van Helsing.
I'll go Jekyll. I'm going Jekyll.
I like saying it too.
I'm going Jekyll too.
Jekyll. All right. We are already at the final
four. This has been an incredibly easy list.
This is crazy.
This winner might challenge the supreme winner.
Yeah. Which is still, it's Monty Python.
I thought we usurped last week. Yeah. It is Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
For the best friends.
Okay. You want to finish it?
I mean, we might as well.
Okay. Skip, as usual, before we do the final four, tell us about what's going on at Weber this month.
Well, today's the last day of the month, so I can't tell you too much about what, but, you know, here. Generically, first of all, we're open Friday, closed Saturday.
Good
so
for you.
No, not selling anything on Saturday.
I know you always do that.
Yeah. I don't understand why you would, but anyway, so there's that. But the incentives, though, do not change till next week because GM is kind of closing down completely. So until that. So all the great stuff we're doing is good through, you know, the weekend, and it's going to be great. And I think that we will once again rule in the reviews category as the best reviewed Chevy dealer. We've been that way for since they started doing it, actually, and it's gotten even further apart, to be honest with you. So we'll take care of you. That's what it means. Service, sales, just come see us, and you will not leave unhappy.
Yeah. 3 out of 4 of us are driving Weber cars. So.
No.
Oh, you too?
Everybody.
Yeah, I got a Weber.
I didn't know that.
I got a Weber.
Oh, good.
Chevy Equinox.
Because you're always constantly talking about the Bomberitos. So I'm like, oh, I guess this. Just can't shut him up about it. Okay, final four of Sweet 16 of Fictional Doctors. Dr. Frasier Crane versus Dr. Nick from The Simpsons. This is a tough one for Ray.
Frasier. Two picks. I'll go Frasier as well.
Frasier?
I mean, yeah, Frasier.
Okay.
Wow. You guys both went against The Simpsons.
The two automatic Simpsons votes.
Was this peer pressure?
I'm counting Niles as a part of that, too.
Dr. McCoy versus Dr. Jekyll.
McCoy.
Yeah, McCoy.
There you go. McCoy versus Frasier.
McCoy.
Frasier. Tight to Skip.
It's all up to you.
Bones.
There you go. So is Bones a better fictional doctor or...
Calvin and Hobbes' best fictional friends.
Hobbes.
Bones.
I'm going Bones.
There we go.
All right.
New grand champion.
I know Bones. I love it. Okay. Look at that. We can go home now.
He had the best one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much maybe of all TV history.
I think his one-liners in... the fourth movie. When he goes back to in time and sees all the you know, it's the Inquisition around here. kind of
he was also a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Remember that? Every planet they went to, he was getting into shenanigans.
Is that what they called it?
Yes. Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. We're lightning speed on that Sweet 16. Rach, you have a great topic. What fast food restaurant would you like to turn into an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Yeah. I saw this question posed on Reddit yesterday, and I thought if there was ever a DGS question.
That's great.
Also, I want to remind the folks that Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and WeberChevrolet.com. But I have thought about this a lot. I think I would go Taco Bell. Because that's the place I feel like I could eat the most items. Therefore, an all-you-can-eat buffet would just kind of, you know, if you're only going to eat so many quarter pounders in one sitting, right?
What's your first plate at Taco Bell?
Ooh, chili cheese burrito, my absolute fave. Maybe like a Crunchwrap, and then maybe like a Nachos Bel Grande.
It's very reasonable.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. I also really like the grilled cheese burrito.
Andrew, what restaurant would you want to be?
I mean, it's Taco Bell. She's correct. Having recently experienced an all-you-can-eat Taco Bell buffet.
Oh, there you go.
There is nothing like it, and there is nothing better.
Well, their food is basically built for it.
Yeah, the ability to just keep walking up and grabbing taco after taco after taco.
Yeah.
How many items can you eat?
Well, that's now there's quite a big difference there, right? Are we talking?
Yeah, each one's different, yeah.
A soft taco, or are we talking a, you know, Chalupa Supreme? There's big differences.
Yeah. Small ones. Small ones.
I don't know. I could take down Party Pack by myself easily.
Is that 12?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's impressive.
Yeah, I could do 12. Trying to figure out what I can say to make you be like, no, you can't. You have to do that tomorrow. And then I get a bunch of soft tacos for free.
What's the most White Castles anyone's ever eaten?
I've never really tried to eat more than like 5 or 6. I've never done the Crave case. Never had one just for me.
I tried. When I was touring with my Christian band, we would do this. And I always thought I could eat 12, maybe 20. I don't think I ever topped 8.
Yeah.
They back up on you pretty quick.
They back up on you quick. I think I've done 15.
I think
really
they expand in your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they inflate. Yeah.
So here's something that the younger kids may not know. I love Wendy's. There's not a lot of Wendy's in
town.
You're
enraged.
Love Wendy's.
But remember Wendy's had an all-you-can-eat buffet in there for many years?
They did, yeah.
When was this?
They had a big salad bar, food bar.
Salad bar with, and then pasta. Salad and pasta.
Wow.
Was one of them. And you could put, and some of them would include potato.
You could put chili and cheese and all that.
They had, you couldn't get a cheeseburger at the buffet, but you could go to Wendy's and order the buffet.
Yep.
And it was great. I loved their spaghetti. Yep. We'd go all the time. When I was working in Dallas, we'd go 2 or 3 times a week for lunch and just.
I feel like I really missed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did. Maybe they weren't here in St. Louis. I know that in Dallas.
That's a good point because I wasn't here when I was getting them.
But it was great.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say like Taco Bell's the choice, but if I have to throw out another one, the next choice would be like a Chick-fil-A.
I was going to say that because of the nuggets. I could eat a million of them.
You can eat 9,000.
The other one I will throw out there is Jack in the Box. Because good variety. Many of their finger foods are really good. Their egg rolls. I mean, I'd maybe get a burger. We can't eat like more than one, maybe two.
Yeah.
But their onion rings, their fries are all good. Their egg
tacos.
Rolls. And their tacos are tremendous. So I would think that's a good one, too.